Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday Teaching Tip for Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2017. And today we're talking about a very important topic, the issue of energy. Energy, that connection, that electricity between us and the people to whom we are speaking that comes and goes a bit through most speeches, but we hope is there most of the time. And today we're talking about what to do when it disappears, when it dissipates, when it goes. Perhaps we had it at the beginning of the lesson or the talk, but it's somehow not there anymore. And of course, once we're in position and speaking, it's too late to wonder whether the fault was with our preparation. We've got to do something about it right there and then. So what do we do? Well, I have six tips for you today that may help, and I would love to know what your ideas are too. But firstly, let's come to our first point. If the energy has gone, the first thing we need to do is check ourselves. Check ourselves. In other words, how's my energy? I mean, if I'm expecting there to be any energy between myself and the audience, how's mine? Am I really concentrating? Am I distracted thinking about the third point that I haven't got to yet? Wondering if my illustrations are going to connect? Worried about the person in the third row who seems to be falling asleep? Am I distracted or am I focused on my material? Where is my own energy? Have I the need to buck up my ideas and reconnect with what I'm talking about? So that's the first thing, is check yourself. Secondly is the visual element. The visual connection is so important. In other words, what I'm talking about here is whether we're actually looking at people. Have we got distracted again and looking around the room and not actually looking at people? Don't stare, obviously, but look at people, smile, even groups of people, the whole of the first row or the third row or the back row, but looking at people. That helps to regenerate energy when it's been lost. So firstly, check yourself. Secondly, check your visual connection. Thirdly, perhaps it's time to interject some interaction with the audience. Maybe you hadn't planned it at this point in your talk, but if the energy's not there, this might be a point to come up with an off-the-cuff question. Ask for some interaction. Tell me, what do you think about this? What's your thoughts about this? How do you feel about that? A bit of banter with the audience, the congregation, can be helpful. And of course, that often generates humour. And humour is a wonderful way to inject some energy into a presentation. So firstly, check yourself. Secondly, the visual connection. Thirdly, interaction. And fourthly, then physical movement can be helpful. So if the energy is not there, maybe you're behind a lectern, leave it. Walk off to one side. Walk to the front. Walk to the left and talk to the left-hand side of the room. Walk to the right, talk to the right-hand side of the room. Then walk back to the middle. Perhaps even step in front of the lectern if you can, and into the beginning of the aisle. I wouldn't walk down the aisle unless you're a very practiced comedian or a conjurer or something. But however, some physical movement can break the spell of the lack of energy. So check yourself. Check your visual connection. Check your interaction. Perhaps inject some. And then check your physical movement. Fifthly is about speech. Speech has a wonderful capacity to create energy and a wonderful capacity to send people to sleep. What I mean by that is it's important that we vary the volume of our speech. So if we're talking at one level of volume the whole time, then we lose energy. But if the volume drops at times to create a sense of almost tension, or it goes up because we got something really important to talk about, that can help the energy. The other aspect of speech, of course, is to vary the pace. If we're talking at one speed the whole time without a break, no wonder people lose the energy connection with us. But if we stop and pause, or perhaps speed up because we're getting to a very important point, it helps to recreate the energy. So think about your speech, vary your speech and vary the volume and the pace. And sixthly, finally, move on. In other words, perhaps you've made your point. You've got four or five points. You're doing point two. The energy's not there because your audience have got it. And perhaps you've got another three sentences or another paragraph to teach them, but they've already got the point. And so therefore, move on. Move on to the next point. Or perhaps your point isn't that interesting to them, or perhaps it's actually not that relevant, in which case, again, move on. So, six simple tips for reclaiming energy. First, check yourself. Secondly, check your visual connection. Look at the group smile. Thirdly, interaction, questions, banter, humor. Fourthly, physical movement, moving around on the stage into other spaces on the stage you haven't yet inhabited. Fifthly, speech, varying the volume and the pace. And sixthly, moving on, leave that point, go on to the next one. What are your thoughts about what helps us to reconnect with the people to whom we are speaking? I'd love to know your ideas. Please comment. You can leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. On the blog or wherever, and leave a comment, leave your ideas, leave your questions. You can email me too at mccx@mac.com. And if you've subscribed to these, fantastic, and thank you. But if you haven't, please tweet or Facebook about it, and so that other people can get to know. If you subscribe, it helps so that we can get this information into the hands and the ears of those who will benefit from it the most. So thank you very much, and until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.